is one device that's transformed our ability to function as mobile, multimedia journalists. It's the iPhone. The iPhone gives us the ability, in one hugely flexible, relatively inexpensive device, to gather, edit, and broadcast multimedia content. And we can conduct live audio or video interviews that are streamed directly to our audience. But to do all that, there are some things you need to know. For one thing, the iPhone isn't perfect. In its straight out of the box state, it has some major shortcomings when viewed as a journalism tool. So one thing we'll do early on in this course is learn how, with the use of a range of gadgets and inexpensive or free apps, you can rectify that. And we'll also look at the vital question of where you broadcast to. We examine the full range of social media, looking at how Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and others can be used as publishing platforms. But more importantly, we also look at how you can create your own multimedia publishing platform, where all your content comes together as one coherent whole, and how you can broadcast to your existing websites so that your live or recorded outside broadcasts become an integral part of your static content. There are modules on audio, on live video and on stills photography. And we take an in-depth look at how to use the first professional quality video editing software for the iPhone to record, edit and broadcast really high quality packages when on location. That software is called Vericorder First Video, and it's an example of how the apps that have been created for the iPhone have transformed it into what, in my opinion, is the best mobile journalism device on the market. So what do you need to know to get the most out of the course? Well, not much. You certainly don't need to know anything about the software and hardware that I've mentioned, nor about the techniques used to gather, edit and broadcast material, or about the publishing platforms you'll use. All of that you'll learn on the course. What we don't do is give you a primer in video and audio reporting. We don't cover the shots to take and the sounds to gather to create a really professional package. If you want to practice broadcast journalism to a professional standard, we have additional learning tools to recommend to you. But if what you want is to learn how to use your iPhone to conduct multimedia reporting in the field, then this course is for you.